Toronto Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Johnny Taylor, Disco Lady. That song's a little dirty and we love it. And the Spinners, Games People Play on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. You know what, really? Let's just go back to the Johnny Taylor song for 1 second. You have to listen to the lyrics to understand what I'm talking about. So go find it, listen to it, and you'll go, wow, I can't believe you just played that. Because that's what we do. Anyway, you're listening to the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Games People Play, we just played that Spinner song, specifically chess, deserves more love, more attention, and more funding, according to our guest. Michael Hixon is an avid chess player and associate professor at Trent University, and he wants chess to be a subject taught in school. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, Michael. I was so excited when our producer, Andy Wilson, told me that we were going to be talking to you because I grew up playing chess. I was in the chess club in grade 8. I taught my kids how to play chess. They loved it. And now you're talking about making it a mandatory part of learning in schools. So what is it about chess that helps a growing mind?
Well, I think any number of things. So I'm really glad to hear that I'm speaking to a fellow chess enthusiast. You never know how people are going to react to finding out that you play chess. So I'm among friends, I guess.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Well, that's a relief. Okay. Well, I think what it is about chess is that chess can't be pinned down to any one kind of thinking. Like there's some people will align chess and math, and that's fine. There is some connection there, but chess is bigger than that. Chess is an art. Chess is a sport. Chess is a game. Chess is a branch of math. Chess is a science. Chess is everything. So if we introduced it into schools, we would be showing kids how all the different subjects that they learn come together in one very concrete problem. And that's the kind of thing we got to teach kids to do, to face big problems like climate change, which also can't be pinned down to any one subject.
That's really cool how you look at that. Okay, yeah. So who got you hooked on chess? What's your story?
Well, my story is that I got hooked on chess 6 years ago. I had my third child, and I was staying home on a parental leave for about 6 weeks, and I would hold my daughter in one hand, and I taught myself how to play chess on my phone with the other hand during her naps. And, I was using all these wonderful online chess platforms, and I was getting better and better and better, and I just was hooked on it. And I've wanted to just share that love that I have with anybody who will listen.
It's true. The more you play it, the more addicted to it you become. And how much did you love The Queen's Gambit on Netflix?
Oh, it was amazing to see something that on the one hand was just a really great story. So I just loved it. Forget that it was about chess. So that was great. But then when you dig into the chess details, they really did their homework and they clearly had advisors who knew, you know, a lot about chess, who were informing them. And so all the different positions that they showed were from historic games. So it's kind of like a chess nerd's paradise.
But here's the thing about the chess nerd, is that show really, it made chess sexy. And so, you know, you started talking to us this morning feeling more comfortable because you were amongst chess friends. But the reality is that, I don't think there's a nerd alert attached to it anymore. I think I think of chess and I think of, oh, you're super smart. And it's kind of a bit sexy too.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the kind of idea that people have of chess has been changing recently. I think a lot to do with the internet, and you have a lot of chess streaming that goes on that's extremely popular, and it breaks records on streaming services. And so, yeah, there is a new image developing, and I think that's wonderful for chess. And you're seeing chess rise in popularity lately. Once again, it's not like this is new to chess. Chess is 1,500 years old, so it's been popular for a very long time, but it has these waves and these crests.
Part two of your message is to try to get funding for chess as a sport, and yet Sport Canada doesn't consider chess a sport because it's not a physical game, but you disagree.
Yeah, well, so I think it's not uncommon for governments to fund chess. So it might be uncommon in this side of the world, but in Europe, especially Eastern Europe, ministries of sport regularly fund chess. National Olympic committees will fund chess as they do in Italy. And so I think that Canada should do the same. So we have a long history in Canada of chess, of high-level chess. But to get really into the elite level, there's going to need to be some funding. And I think that's just a great idea for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love that you taught yourself when you were at home taking care of your newborn. So just curious, who did the laundry?
Oh, I did laundry, actually. You know what? I watched The Queen's Gambit while folding laundry for
perfect.
Okay. My whole family. Okay. Yeah. All right. You're off the hook. Michael Hixon is an avid chess player and associate professor at Trent University. You're awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks very much.